Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Birth of Halloween. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Prefer Halloween to St. Patrick's Day, but you know, it's not as timely. Until now. I've found the perfect mix of Halloween and Irish history. Well, it was a suggestion by a certain individual in the ghost town government, so I can't take full credit. But it is creepy, and I think you're gonna like it. Today, we're talking about the Owenagot Cave, the birthplace of Samhain, or as I've been calling it for 30 years, Samhain. God, Irish people, I am so sorry. It all leads up from this cave to what we now call Halloween. Welcome to the Hell Cave. It all starts with Rathcrowan, and again, I'm so sorry. These names are so complicated. The Irish history and language is so beautiful, and I am going to be butchering it throughout the duration of this episode. Apologies. Rathcrowan, I believe, the center of the ancient Irish kingdom of Connaught. Present day, this area is located on the middle western side of Ireland. Rathcrowan has over 240 archaeological sites ranging from burial mounds to forts to creepy standing stones, an Iron Age ritual sanctuary, and a cave called Owenagot, the so-called very chill gate to hell. More than 2,000 years ago, paganism was the dominant religion in Ireland, and it was here in the middle of Rathcrowan that the Celtic New Year festival of Samhain was born. Okay, I did okay with that sentence, right? In the 1800s, the Samhain tradition was brought by Irish immigrants to the United States, where it morphed from what was a cool, pastoral New Year's Eve into the scream mask-laden candy grab that it is today. Pagan Celts divided each year into summer and winter. Within that framework were four festivities. Imbolc on February 1st was a spring festival that celebrated the sheep and the flocks. Then there was Beltin on May 1st, which marked the end of winter and involved customs like washing your face in dew, plucking flowers, dancing around a decorated tree, you know, fun springtime activities. On August 1st, there was Lugnast, oh my god, I definitely didn't get that right, a harvest festival dedicated to the god Lug, and was a big royal occasion. Then, last but not least, on October 31st was Samhain, where one year ended and a new pagan year began. Ugh, I love it. I wish I was there. Let's take a break. Rathcrowan wasn't really a city, but a bunch of farms, and in the middle, the official venue for all of these festivals. During Samhain, particularly, Rathcrowan was a hive of activity focused on its elevated temple, which was surrounded by burial grounds. On Irish New Year's, people traded, feasted, exchanged gifts, played games, arranged marriages, and announced declarations of war or peace. Festival goers also made ritual offerings to Ireland's rich underworld. The land and lore right underneath the rolling hills has so many wonderful stories and mysteries all their own. This kind of magical, murky, subterranean dimension was called Tírnanog and was inhabited by Celtic devils, fairies, and leprechauns. During Samhain, some of these evil spirits, fairies, leprechauns would escape. You maybe guessed it. From the Hell Cave. Thankful for the support of these spirits, but wary of falling victim to their anger or charms, the Celts protected themselves from physical harm by lighting ritual fires on hilltops and in fields. Sometimes spirits might want to bring you down into the Hell Cave of Owenagot, and the Celts had a solution to that. You disguised yourself as a fellow devil or magical creature. See, it's getting a little bit more modern-day Halloween-y, I suppose. Owenagot is also called the Cave of Cats, but we're not really sure why that is. No cats appear in its folklore or myth. It might be labeled that because there was a cave called Connacht, where a cat was consulted by fortune tellers, but its location was never given in those old texts. So it might be Owenagot kind of became a part of that folklore and became the Cave of Cats. That's seen a lot in my research. I love it, of course, and I love all of it, but an interesting side note. And there's also maybe some scientific significance, or archaeological, to this special place. Some experts say Rathkrauen is Europe's largest unexcavated royal complex. It's never been dug up and predates Ireland's written history. From all of this mystery, it's become quite the tourist attraction, marketed as the, quote, birthplace of Halloween. But if you go, know that there's no Halloween signage at Rathkrauen or in Tulsk, the nearest town. Those travelers who do seek out Rathkrauen might have trouble finding Onegat. Hell caves are pretty elusive. It is said to be the birthplace of Medb, maybe the most famous queen in Irish history 2,000 years ago, but barely signposted, not advertised, hidden beneath trees in a swampy corral at the end of a one-way, dead-end road. Ugh, I love it. Visitors are free to hop a fence, walk through a field, and go inside the narrow entry passage of Onegat. Of course, this behavior would have been hugely risky during Samhain because you would have been swallowed up by devils, almost definitely. But now, in present day, without a costume, you might be okay.